Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
I'm on the line with somebody else.
Then why you call me now?
I didn't call you. You called me.
Can you call me back, ma'am, right?
No, I'm not calling you back.
Hello?
You're calling me back, ma'am. Open your eyes.
Don't you dare be rude to me. I was on the line with someone else.
Okay, you know the result of my call.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. And how may I assist you on today?
Now, what is your name?
Caitlin.
With who?
We're with a different companies. We're a third-party call center. So we have different companies.
Are you with Value Select?
We do have different companies under that name. Did you get charged or something?
Okay, they are trying to, first of all, they said it's from eBay, and Value Select, TryPerfectDiscounts.com. Anyway, they are charging, they said they had, eBay was sending me, and they do send me little gifts now and then, because I have a perfect record. And it was a dash can to pick out five products and to go through there and pick out which one I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I did, and I said, is there anything else involved? No, 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 no. Just, this is yours. So I went ahead and gave him my credit card number. As soon as that was over, something popped up on the screen and said, you must read this and approve it. And it says that it was from Value Select, TriPerfect Discount Supply Company, and that I would be charged $56 and something every month to belong to this, and I'd be sent cards for $126 and all sorts of things that I didn't know anything about. I mean, I wasn't dealing with that. And they said, well, no, you have to accept it, that you have bought it. And I said, no, I didn't. I got the, it was a dash cam, right, a vision. I said, at least it's something my husband would get some good out of. And she said, oh, well, that's something else, but you're going to have to pay all of this. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
What's your zip code?
66223.
Thank you, ma'am. And what was your name again?
Elizabeth Jowers.
Thank you. And can you confirm the mailing address?
And I'm trying to call it. Huh?
The mailing address listed.
6019 West 157th Terrace, Overland Park, Kansas.
Thank you, ma'am. And what were you saying? I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off.
No, I said they had given me, every time I call, I try to get a number so I can call their customer service. And they give me all different numbers to call.
Okay. And so I do see you had the dash cam. And
I don't have it. They have, it was just ordered last night.
Right. And so you wanted to cancel the membership with it.
Everything.
Okay, that's fine. Hold on.
Now, what number are you at?
Let me check. We have different numbers due to the fact we're a third party, so we do have different call numbers.
Okay. There's a 1-800-209-3229. It's an 888-625-3902.
You have an 855 number?
855-473-2796.
Okay, yeah. Now, did you receive a charge for it already? For the
No, it's pending. It's pending.
Okay.
And I told her, don't dare let it go through.
Okay, hold on. I'm doing it now. Now, I can't control whether it goes through or not. If it does go through, it'll still go back to your account. But I don't know if it has already come out yet. It said it was still pending.
They told me they were holding it.
Yeah, it said it was still pending, so.
But I didn't know anything. You know, on the ad, it didn't say anything about a membership.
Yeah, it's not on the advertisement. It is on the terms, but not the advertisement.
Well, see, that to me, that's scammy. And I went online and looked up the value select people who have gone into there, and they keep writing scam, scam, scam across that. Well, my computer came up and flashed a big red sign on my computer telling me this number is dangerous. Hang up on it. And so I said, if that's what it is, then I definitely want to call you.
Yeah. So with that, it does go based off if a person can put you as a fraud, even your actual personal number. If somebody listed it as fraud, then when you call people, it will show up saying that it may be a scam or maybe a fraud. So that can come from anyone. But I canceled it for you. I did void the amount as well. And then I'm sending you an email to the email you have. It's leverock75@gmail.com.
Leverock. Okay. 75. Leverock. No, I used to do that with children. We'd go out rock hunting.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh, what kind of rock is that? I said, oh, that's a leverock. What's a leverock? It says, just leave it right where it is.
Yes, ma'am. I sent you an email.
Thank you so much. What is your name?
My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin, nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you also. And I make sure that you won't be charged anything else either.
Bless you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And they're sending me new credit cards.
Okay. The bank?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because she said somebody could get mixed up, go ahead and admit it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, some people, I do suggest, sometimes some people do say like, oh, it came up and it tried to still charge me. So I'd be like, if the bank says get a new card, then just listen to your bank.
Right.
You see him.
Thank you so much, Caitlin. You
no
have been
problem,
so
ma'am.
Much help.
It's no problem. And I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day today.
Okay, you too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.